is there also a copy for the other?
Good evening, everyone. I'm Christy Miller. I'm your host, one of your hosts tonight for Green Cheese.
And I am Kieran Shanahan. I am another host for Green Cheese tonight.
All right. Got a little weather for you.
Tonight, we will have some clouds with a slight chance of rain shower. Low of 37 degrees. Winds up northwest up to 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny skies with a high of 64 and winds at wester at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, we'll have clear to partly cloudy. Low near 45 degrees and winds southwards at 5 to 10 miles per hour.
What's the temperature in Bemidji, let's say?
The temperature in Bemidji right now is 51 degrees Fahrenheit, and it feels like 51.
Imagine that. How about Grand Rapids? Do you see that? What's the temp over there?
Let me change to it right now.
All right.
In Grand Rapids, it is 51 degrees Fahrenheit and also feels like 51 degrees.
So River Fest is going on over in Grand Rapids, so I bet you people have their jackets on, I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Tonight in Grand Rapids, rain showers this evening with clearing overnight, scattered frost possible. Low of 38 degrees Fahrenheit and winds at northwesterly at 10 to 15 miles per hour. A chance of 40% rain.
Wow, so Yeah. So hopefully there are umbrellas and raincoats in the area over there. So people, just want to let you know that you are listening to KAXC 91.7 in Grand Rapids, 90.5 in Bagley and Bemidji, and 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. And become a member if you want. You could donate at 218-326-1234. And also, you're going to want to know that you call 218-326-1234 when you know the answers. And I know you're going to know the answers. I've got a bunch of questions, and Kieran does as well. You're going to love it. So we may as well just get going on this, I'm thinking. I'll start out, Kieran, and then you pop in with some of your questions, and we'll go for there. And so remember, people, 218-326-1234. This is the famous green cheese on Northern Community Radio. So here we go. Bud Light spokes dog Spuds McKenzie and Target spokes dog Bullseye are both what breed of dog? Also, in the finale of what TV show was everyone fired except Ted Baxter? What three types of subatomic particles make up an atom? And which Disney character owns the dog Pluto? Kieran, you got a couple questions there?
Yes, I do. These are state facts. True or false, in St. Cloud, you cannot eat hamburgers on a Sunday. Here's another true or false question. Every man in Brainerd, Minnesota is required to grow a beard.
All right. I see you are already calling in, so let's take one of the calls. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is the corn dog calling in. I've got an answer about the dog for the Spuds McKenzie and the Target dog.
Yeah, what is it?
It's a bull terrier.
Yes, it is a bull terrier. Very good. Who'd you say was calling in?
This is the corn dog crew.
Oh, the corn dog crew. Yes, indeed.
That's a good name.
Yeah, sure is.
Yeah, love that you started the show with the dog question. Yeah, can't wait. Thank you so much for hosting.
Yeah, you bet. Ooh, glad to be here.
A shout out to the Scooty crew and everyone else on Green Cheese. Yeah.
Good. Very good. Thank you.
Thank
you. Yep.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, so I'm writing down all these because we give a shout out at the end of the show. And so the corn dog crew. All right. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi.
Hey.
Has the dog question been answered?
Yeah, but what do you have?
No.
Yeah. Come on, tell me.
Pit bulls.
No, not quite. But you got
pit bull
one.
Terrier.
Yeah, bull terrier. There you go. Are they the same thing, pit bull and bull terrier?
Well, evidently not.
I don't think that they are. They both look different.
Okay. Yeah. I love bulldogs. They're just good. Good. Okay, so who's calling in, please?
Oh, calling from Anoka.
Okay. Just that, from Anoka. Do you want to give a shout-out to anybody?
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Lori and Charlie from Leech Lake.
All right.
I have an answer to everyone was fired but Ted Baxter.
Right.
That was the Mary Tyler Moore show.
Yes, it was Mary Tyler Moore. Did you watch that episode?
Yes. I'm sure I did.
I know.
Watched all of them, I think.
Kind of a long time ago, actually.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It is pretty much a fact of life these days. So did you want to give a shout-out to anybody, or did you have any more answers?
Yeah, absolutely. Shout-out to Dave on Leech Lake.
There you go. All right. Thanks,
all right,
Lori.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye,
bye
guys.
Bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Alexa, pause.
What?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Is this Green Cheese?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is OJ from the Valley of Sunshine in Prairie City, Oregon.
All right. The Valley of Sunshine. Good one. What do you know?
Oh, what do I know?
Yeah.
Subatomic particles?
Yes. What are they?
Protons, electrons, and neutrons.
Right on, man. Yep, that's it.
Right on, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Very good.
I'd like to give a shout-out if I could.
You bet. Go ahead.
I'd like to say hi to the migrating warblers in Bemidji and all my friends in the Hib. Thanks.
Well done. Thank you. Thanks,
bye.
OJ Valley of Sunshine. Okay, we got to get some more questions here. You guys are so smart. You've answered a bunch. Kieran, why don't you repeat your two state facts?
True or false, in St. Cloud, you cannot eat hamburgers on Sunday. True or false, every man in Brainerd, Minnesota, is required to grow a beard.
And I had one here that has not been answered yet. Which Disney character owns the dog Pluto? And I got a couple of music questions. We'll get to sports in a bit. What 1971 song begins with the line, I rode my bicycle past your window last night. I roller skated to your door at daylight. What song was that? And how about this one? Woke Up This Morning by Alabama 3 was the theme song for what HBO drama series? And one more in that genre or in that line there. British fashion designer Vivienne Westwood was dubbed the High Priestess of what? So, there you go. All right. Kieran, why don't you give a couple more of the state facts questions and then we'll see what people know.
Here's another one. How many lakes are in Minnesota? How many state parks are in Minnesota?
Good questions. Okay. Let's see what people know. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Hi. I'd like to answer the question, who's the owner of Pluto?
Yeah, who was that?
So, me and my wife are at an argument on this. I think it's Goofy, and she thinks it's Mickey.
She's right.
She's right?
Yes,
all right.
She is right. Woohoo!
All
right. All right. It was Mickey Mouse, indeed. Who's calling? If you want to give your
this
name.
This is the Riley Lake Bunch.
Okay.
Mark from Puerto Rico.
All right.
And we'd like to shout out to everyone at Riverfest tonight.
Yeah. I think I got that. You were kind of fading out there a little bit, but I think you wanted to give a shout out to the Riverfest folks, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Correct. What did you say about Puerto Rico?
This is the Riley Lake Bunch.
Yeah.
Plus Mark from Puerto Rico.
Plus Mark from Puerto Rico. Very good. Puerto Rico. Okay. Thanks for calling in, you guys.
Yep. Have a good night.
You too. Thanks.
Bye.
All right. Let's see. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hello. Lakes in Minnesota, maybe. All the others have been answered. 11,480, I'll say.
You got the first two numbers correct, but you were just a little bit off in the hundreds.
Yeah, you're very close. Was that just like a guess? You just took a guess at that, or you know?
Oh,
do you
well, actually? I knew it was over 10,000, but
yeah, right.
And then again, it depends on what you call a lake.
Yeah, you know, when I was a kid and we would drive by a little pond.
I have no idea.
We would drive by a little lake and we'd ask Dad, what lake is that, Dad? What lake is that? And he'd always say Mud Lake every time. So, yeah, there's a lot of those out there. Okay, who's calling?
Oh, this is Cass from Murray Township.
Yeah, all right. Do you want to give a shout out?
Okay, looking for a good show tonight. I know it will be.
Yeah, it will be. You bet. Thanks for calling, Cass.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye now.
All right, so he was really close on that Minnesota Lakes.
Yes, he was.
But not quite close enough. So if you know the answer, call in. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I was going to say Mickey Mouse, but needless to say, did anybody answer the three subatomic particles?
Somebody did, but what is your answer? I want to hear that.
Proton, neutron, electron.
Yes, that's it. Very good.
And Mickey Mouse.
And Mickey Mouse.
Boy,
yes.
I hate these rotary dial phones.
What? Who's calling?
Larry, the almost perfect liar from West Eblet.
Oh yeah, the almost perfect liar.
And a shout out to everybody that plays along, and for everybody that'll throw in and maybe an extra $5 a month,
Yeah.
Keep the game show on the road.
Right on. Yep.
Thanks,
man.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you so, so much.
Thank you. Thanks, Larry.
Well, I've been beaten now, so I'm just going to sit back and enjoy the show.
Enjoy, but call back in if you know some answers. We want to
My fingers are bloody. It takes,
Right. Yeah. Use a pencil. Yeah, that's what we used to do. Use a pencil for that. Then you save your fingers. I've been around.
I'm in the day and age that we just use
smartphones. That's right. Kieran here, he's 13 and he just uses his voice. Okay. Thanks, Larry.
Darn kids.
I know, darn kids. Yeah. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I'd like to answer the question about The Sopranos, if that hasn't been answered yet.
It has not.
Okay, and then I would also like to do the, since I'm from St. Cloud,
yeah.
I would like to do the one, if you can have hamburgers on Sunday, and I think that answer is false.
You are wrong on that answer. It is true. Seriously, what I did to look up these true or false answers is I went on to dumb Minnesota state laws.
Oh, okay, well. This is Arthur from St. Cloud, and one for one, or whatever that is, one for two.
Yeah.
I'd like to give a shout-out to the Minnesota New York gang.
There you go.
And the Hymans, if they're listening in St. Joe. And, have a good night, guys, and thanks for doing this.
Thanks you so much, Arthur.
Yeah, welcome.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so I got to ask you, Kieran, why would that even be a question if you can eat a hamburger and on a Sunday in St. Cloud? Was it false at some point? You couldn't?
I don't really know. I just looked up dumb Minnesota state laws.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good enough. I'm good with that. All right. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Green Cheese.
Hi.
I'm running away from my source right now. He had a couple music questions.
Yes, I did.
And did anyone ask the brand new key?
No, but very good. Yeah, Brand New Key by Melanie.
By Melanie.
Yeah.
It was my favorite song when I was five.
Right. So you were five in 1971, apparently.
Well, I was one in 1971.
Okay, right. But they played it a long time, yeah.
Had the record, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. Well, hey, thanks for a great show.
Yeah.
And this is Switzerland calling.
Oh.
Kind of been vacant lately.
Yeah.
We're rocking and rolling tonight.
Sounds good. Schlitzerland.
Shout out to the Green Cheesers. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
You have to get that right. Schlitzerland. Okay. All right. Let's see. Here we go. Hi, you're on Green Cheese. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I'm Mojo from the sauna.
Hey, Mojo. How are you doing?
I hear Switzerland just got Melanie's brand new key.
Yes, he did.
No, and Larry from Evlith, he's not the only one with the rotary phone.
I didn't even know they existed anymore, or that people used them.
Some of us that refuse to conform to society.
Yeah, yep, I get that. I have a brother that did that. Until then, the phone company started, putting an extra $2 on his bill. They had to go with the digital,
Anyway, that's all I had, but
okay.
I'll give a shout-out to Jigs in the Garage and all the rest of the Green Cheesers,
all right.
Don and Janet.
All right. Good job.
Well, keep listening. I'll try to get in again. Thanks, Christy.
Sounds good, Mojo. Thanks for calling.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right. We need to give some more questions here. You guys are so darn smart. So why don't you repeat your three state facts questions there, Kieran?
True or false? Every man in Brainerd, Minnesota is required to grow a beard. And how many state parks are in Minnesota? And then, since the lakes one got answered, I'm going to say another one here. What town in Minnesota is called Hockey Town USA?
Oh, I love these. And then, in the sports arena, I'm going to ask this question. How many players were traded by the Twins this year in the last week of training camp? And how many assisted goals did Wayne Gretzky have during his career? Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, it's me, Rhinestone from the Biffy.
All right, Rhinestone.
I wanted to take a stab at that question about Brainerd and growing facial hair.
Okay.
Well, I know my uncle, my great-great-great uncle. We all know him, Paul. Paul Bunyan.
Oh, him.
He had a beard. So my guess would be yes. You got to grow a beard in Brainerd.
You are correct. The answer is true.
All right. Nailed it.
Yes, you did.
I haven't called in a couple weeks. I figured I'm such a great caller, I'd take a couple weeks off and quit.
Yeah.
But I couldn't stop.
No. Once you get addicted to this thing, you know, you just got to keep going.
It's getting cold. I'm getting old. Arthritis is sitting in. Or was it Alzheimer's? It was something with an A. But I'd like to send a shout-out to Brett the Jet, my boy.
All right.
John from Sudbury. Larry from West Eveleth. You're a classic, bud. We'll see you at Tuna's. And always change in furnace filter monthly.
Woohoo! All right. Very good. Way to go, Rhinestone. Hey, as long as you guys are here, I got to tell you that we receive support from Edward Jones financial advisor Christina Gallis, helping individuals and business owners reach their financial goals. More information at edwardjones.com. Edward Jones member, SIPC. And we receive support from Wings Airport Cafe with bread and baked products created in their kitchen. Open daily from 5:30 to 8. More at wingsairport.com or on Facebook. Making friends at one plate at a time. All right. So, okay. You know, so if a man doesn't have a beard in Brainerd, I wonder if he gets picked up and fined, I guess.
I don't know. I don't live in Brainerd.
No, me neither. We live in another B town, Bemidji. Here we go. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, this is Jigs from the garage.
Hey, Jigs. Yeah, somebody called out to you already.
Yeah, my buddy Mojo.
Yeah, so is your buddy Mojo.
Yeah, Mojo from the sauna, but well, I was on hold here that Hockey Town USA, that wouldn't have to be Eveleth, would it?
It would not be Eveleth.
No.
I'm sorry.
Close, though. But no, it's not. Not actually, it isn't that close. No. So sorry, Jakes.
Okay. Well, you are correct in the northern Minnesota.
Yes, that's true.
So. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'd take another shot at it, but I'm not going to. So.
You could if you wanted to.
No. Well, let somebody. Okay. Just a shout out to Mojo and the sauna and all the other cheesers tonight.
All right. Thanks, Jigs.
I'll try back. You bet.
Yep, you bet. I hope to hear from you again. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, Chrissy and Kieran.
Yes, hey.
I'm calling with a little different opinion than you about that question about the men in Brainerd having to grow beards.
Okay, what do you got?
Obviously, your definition of a beard is pretty weak.
It could be. Wow.
I've been to Brainerd, and the women grow better beards than the men do up there.
Ooh, no.
And I will just tell you, this is Keach from Parts Unknown.
Oh, of course it's Keach.
I grow a luxurious beard. I smear butter in it every day.
Nice
and
going.
I eat dog food and high protein to keep it luxurious.
Well, nice. There you go. Yeah, I bet it's a lovely thing.
I aspire to have a beard like
you. We need to know the definition of a beard.
Yeah, we do. So how many definitions are there of a beard?
Paul Bunyan's beard.
Paul Bunyan's beard?
Just going to say that.
Oh, yeah. Paul Bunyan ain't got nothing on me.
All right. One of these days, Keach.
Nah, it's good to hear you guys. Keach from Parts Unknown. Let me get a shout out to Mojo in the sauna.
Yes. Adios. Sauna, indeed. Keach, such a character. Hi, you are on Green Cheese.
Hi, Larry again. And for the fellas that gave me a shout out, first of all, to the rotary dial thing, haven't I been telling you I'm a liar?
And that's right.
The fellow that mentioned Tunis, I lived one door away from the place when it burned down in 80 or 81.
From what place?
At Tunis. He was called it. It was kind of a gentleman's club.
Oh, where was it at?
On the main street in Eveleth on Grant and Jackson Street.
Wow. And it burned down in 81?
Yes, and I'm not going to say why, but it would have been hard to start a flood.
You know, okay. I like it when people... Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I like it when people say Everett.
Everett.
Yeah, Everett. I'm from Everett.
Is there a question about which town is Hockey Town?
Yeah, what is it?
Ooh.
So Richie Madsen sang the song, and it's either Gilbert or International Falls.
No. You're still correct in the northern Minnesota, but it is not there.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, I wasn't lying this time.
Do you want to give another shout-out, Larry?
To everybody that gets a kick out of what we're doing.
Yeah.
Please support KAXE-KBXE.
Yeah, there you go.
It's the least we can do.
Thank you, girls. Hey, there's a boy. Hey. Kieran's a boy.
Wait, I heard somebody mention two ladies' names.
Oh, no. Kieran, you probably heard, maybe you thought I said Carrie.
Or Karen.
No, it's Kieran, yeah. How about this for an Irish name? Kieran Shanahan. That's great. Yeah, I like it.
It is a very Irish name.
Yeah.
I like Larry. It's easy.
Yeah, Larry's easy. Uh-huh. Yep. True that.
All right, thanks again. Just keep it up.
Thank you very much. Talk to you later.
Bye.
All right. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Table 1 for 2 calling.
Mm-hmm.
Has the Hockey Town USA been answered yet?
No, it has not. People have taken a couple shots at it, but no one has gotten the goal.
Okay, so if it wasn't Everett, I'm just going to go from where I was from, Greenway Coleraine.
No, it was not. I'm sorry.
Okay, shout out to the Ruby Lake Cutie Patooties and the whole Budrow family that were at the reunion today.
And who's calling, please?
Table 1 for 2.
Oh, that's right. You told me that. Table 1 for 2. Very good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I can't believe that the Hockey Town USA is so hard, but apparently it is.
I threw in a hockey reference there.
Yeah.
With taking a couple shots at it and no one scored the goal yet.
Yeah, I like that. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Hi, I'm Grace from Hotel Knucklehead, and I'm here for the Hockey Town USA.
What do you think it is?
And War Road.
You are correct.
All right. Grace from where?
Hotel Knucklehead.
Hotel Knucklehead, okay. And Grace, do you want to give a shout out to anybody or anything?
No, thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I just heard a young person got the answer. It's War Road.
Yes, it is War Road.
It's Hockey Town. Mm-hmm. And, this is Doodle Acres from Hackensack.
Mm-hmm.
And just want to do a shout-out to the Widow Lake trivia players and the Big Game Research Group from 1969. They just had their 56th reunion up at Deer Lake Charlie's, and a shout out to Gail Blackmer.
Yeah, Gail. We used to play up there and played at the Deer Lake Boogie and went to those jug band things, and big fun. Yep.
She opens up for us the day after Labor Day so we can have a reunion.
Is that what's going on there this weekend?
The day after Labor Day.
The day after Labor Day.
We show up.
Maybe that's what I'm seeing online. Yeah.
Yeah. But I did stop at KAXE and dropped off the check and also a bottle of Doodle Acres maple syrup.
Oh, good man. That is great. Yep. Thank you so much.
You bet.
All right. Take care. You too. Thank you. Bye.
Yep. Bye.
Okay, so we need some more questions here. You have not answered. The British fashion designer Vivian Westwood was dubbed the High Priestess of what? That's in the music area. Woke up this morning, but, you did get that. That was The Sopranos, yeah. And somebody, if you can, tell me what's the difference between the band Alabama and then Alabama 3.
I'm also going to repeat one of my questions.
Yep.
How many state parks are in Minnesota?
Hey, what about, do we have kids out there listening? Because Kieran has some kid questions.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about those.
Yeah, that we can pose to you. Why don't you read a couple of those?
What is the Minnesota state bird? What kind of dog is the popular character Bluey? And what is the Minnesota state fruit?
All right. There you go, kids. There's some questions for you. And I am reviewing here a sports question that I posed to you a while back, which is how many players were traded by the Twins this year in the last week of training camp? And how many assisted goals did Gretzky have during his career? And one more here. What two athletes are the only people to have won Sports Illustrated Sports Person of the Year more than once? All right. How are you on green cheese?
Hey, this is Rhinestone from the Biffy again.
Yeah.
I was really going to put one between the pipes.
Uh-huh.
Playing a little dump and chase, but I pulled the goalie on that softball you threw. Hockey Town, USA, War Road. So if we can do a second coming of Hockey Town USA, in my opinion, home of the Braves, Burnsville.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm living in the past.
Yeah, true that.
Hey, I want to let Keach know, too, about the growing a beard and making it soft. It's not whatever he said. It's whale oil.
Oh,
you got to coat your beard in whale oil. That's what I've been doing for years.
How do you get whale oil up here?
Well, I
order it.
I have a whaler friend of mine.
Okay.
Played for the Hartford Whalers. He's still got a connection. He's still got a line on it.
All right. And it must just, like, be really good for that beard.
Yeah. And I'm caught off guard for a shout-out. So, like, that's just a shout-out to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Well, there you go.
I mean, they're the home of none other than, wait for it, Randy Bachman.
And shout out to the Bemidji Lumberjacks. They played a great game last
night.
Yeah,
Lumberjacks. How could we forget?
How could we forget? Yes.
I don't know. Well, the Grey Cup is almost in Winnipeg's hands. Let's go.
Yeah, indeed.
All right. Well, change in filters, everybody. Okay. Over and out.
Alrighty then. Bye. Hi, you're on green cheese.
Hi.
Hi.
The Hockey Town question, has that been answered?
It has, yes, but what's your answer?
Oh, that's 0 for 2 tonight.
But you didn't really lose. Somebody just beat you to it, and that's, you know, there's no control over that because you're in line.
Yeah.
I do have another hockey question if you do want to hear it.
Still suicidal.
Hey, did you hear that? He's got another hockey question. Go for it. Go for it, Kieran.
How many hockey players made it to the Olympics that were from Minnesota?
There you go.
Oh, God, I have no idea.
Rack your brain.
But it was War Road, correct?
It was War Road. Indeed.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, keep listening, man.
Keep thinking on that one.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on green cheese.
Yeah, this is Jake from the garage again.
Yeah.
I got to take another stab at a guess here about numbers. That Twins trading deal, was that before the season deadline or was that during training camp or when? I know they traded a whole bunch of people here lately or, you know, not very long ago.
It was the last week of training camp.
A lot of guys.
The last week of training camp.
Oh,
whichever that
one
is.
I wouldn't want to take a chance at it, but
okay.
I'm going to take a shot at, I think there's 75 state parks in the state of Minnesota.
No. You were pretty close on that, but.
Okay.
It's a bit lower.
I just took a shot.
You did. So. It's worth it. It's worth it just to take a shot at it. Keep trying,
All
man.
Right. I will.
Okay.
0 for 2.
Over two.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You'll make up for it. I know you will. Hi, you're on green cheese.
Hi, Christy and Kieran.
Hey.
This is Bonnie.
What's this?
At the Hotel Knucklehead, currently in the kitchen.
Okay.
Of KDXC.
All right.
The Twins, unfortunately, traded 10 players, or as Grandpa would say, all of them.
Pretty much. And you are correct, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes.
And I do want to do a shout out.
Okay, go ahead.
to all of Kieran's friends and family that are listening tonight.
Yeah. Are there a lot of them?
Super fans.
Yeah, super fans.
I think there maybe are.
All right.
I don't know how many friends of mine listen to Green Cheese, but family probably will be listening.
Right.
Yeah, so for sure.
Good job, Kieran. You're doing awesome.
I'll say.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, thanks, Knucklehead. Jesse. Thanks for calling, Bonnie.
You betcha.
Okay,
bye-bye.
We want to hear from you again. Bye. Okay. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'd like to answer a couple questions, if that's okay.
Yes.
For the hockey, for the Wayne Gretzky assists, I'm going to go with 2,000.
No, not quite that many. But there were a lot, I'm sure. But, yeah, not that many. What's your other answer?
Okay, for the state bird, is that the loon?
Yes, it is the loon.
Woohoo!
And then could I go for one more or no?
Oh, sure. Go right ahead.
You can go for one more.
I'm going to go for the state fruit. Is that the Honeycrisp?
It is the Honeycrisp apple.
Wow, good job. Who's calling?
This is Roller Derby Rebecca.
All right. Very good.
And if I could, I'd like to give a shout-out to Mad Jack, Curveball Kent, the Wind Gypsy. And then we were wondering if you could clarify that USA team. We weren't sure the year you were talking about for the year, the Hockey USA team.
Let's see. What was the question? You mean,
are you referring to Hockey Town USA?
Nope. It might have been, but I thought you asked the last like couple questions was how many people from Minnesota were on the USA hockey team. Did you mean this year or
a different year? Any year. So that could include 1990. That could include 2020.
Cumulative? How many cumulative have been
in the Olympics? Yes.
Oh, okay. I don't know that one.
Okay.
But then also shout out to Mojos in the Sauna, and thank you, and I love Green Cheese.
Thanks for calling in, Roller Derby Rebecca. It's good to hear from you. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Hi, I have an answer for the Bluey question.
Okay,
yes.
Bluey is the breed, Blue Heeler.
It is the Blue Heeler.
Very good.
Yay.
Who's calling?
Also has a,
who is this?
This is Amaya.
This is Amaya.
All right.
Also, has the Minnesota State Bird question been answered?
It was just answered by the previous caller.
But what do you know?
Is it a loon?
It is the loon.
Very good, Amaya.
Thanks.
Do you want to give a shout-out to anyone?
Jeffy Bear.
I didn't hear that. What?
We're good.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'm Quinn from St. Joseph, Michigan. I would like to give an answer for the Minnesota State Bird.
What do you have?
The loon.
It is the loon.
Very good. Where'd you say you were from, Quinn?
St. Joseph, Michigan.
All right. Do you?
Can I give a shout out to the Griswolds in Whitewater?
Absolutely.
And my grandma Nono in St. Joseph, Michigan.
Very good. Yes. I bet they're listening. Thanks, Quinn.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I'm wondering if I could... I'm going to take a stab at the state park question, if that's still out there.
Yes, it is still out there.
Is it 34?
You got the last number correct.
Okay. All right.
Do you want to take a second guess?
No, because really what I called in to do was to respond to the comment about the women from Brainerd. And yeah. I'm a lifelong, you know, Brainerd girl.
Yeah.
Here right now, this is Mrs. Beaverhausen Kidd from Perch Lake.
Yep.
And I, you know, I married myself a nice Jewish girl from St. Louis Park.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say that we both have, I think, better beards than any man in Brainerd. And so, yeah.
All right. Good response.
All right. So there you go.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah, basically. Yeah, I just wanted to say that we concur.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you very much, Mrs. Beaverhausen. Bye. Okay, I got to read a couple things here. One of them is that support comes from the Loft Event Center in downtown Bemidji, providing a multi-purpose event space that accommodates groups of all sizes, up to 150 people, for wedding receptions, business meetings, concerts, and more. Info about the Loft Center, rates, and packages at BemidjiLodge.com. And also, donating stocks and mutual funds is a quick, easy way to defend KEXE from funding cuts. You may receive tax benefits as well. Call Sarah for details at 218-326-1234. All righty. Let's see. Where are we? We are doing well. So who's the British fashion designer, Vivian Westwood? She was dubbed the High Priestess of what? And another music question here. Count Basie used to end many of his performances with a song about a time of day. What was that? What time of day was that?
I'm also going to finish up my last two kids trivia questions.
Good idea.
This one actually surprised me. What is the number one kids movie in 2025, and what is the current number one game of 2025?
All right, very good. And one more, a couple of miscellaneous questions here for you. What two U.S. states have elevation points below sea level? And what ingredient is added to a martini to make it a dirty martini? That's not a kid question.
No, it is not.
Although a kid may know it. I don't know. We'll find out.
Is it dirt?
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, I just had a thing pop up in my memory from years ago, and I'd like to answer the question about the Minnesota State Park.
All right.
Okay.
I think the number is 64.
It is 64.
Woo-hoo, very good.
I had a friend that turned that age that was like, yeah, I'm as old as there are state parks in the state.
There you go. That's so trivial and so cool.
That's funny.
Yeah, that is.
I'd like to give a shout out. Can I give a couple of shout outs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to my beautiful wife, who's part of the Wabana Brain Trust, who got me hooked on this show, and a shout out to my in-laws that are also part of the Wabana Brain Trust up on Lake Wabana. So thank you very much.
And are you in the Wabana Brain Trust?
I am married into it now.
Okay, good.
I'm just known as the Woodsman.
All right, the Woodsman. I'll write that down. Well put. All right. Thanks for calling, Woodsman.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, did anybody answer the state bird question?
Yes, someone has answered it, but what is your answer?
My answer is the loon.
It is correct. That is the loon.
Yes, very good. Who's calling?
I am from the IQ Island. My name is John, and I am from the IQ Island.
All right. Thanks for calling. Do you have any other answers you want to take a stab at?
Olive juice.
I'll have a shout out.
No, olive juice for the martini.
The martini
question?
Yes.
I think that, yes, that is correct. And it's so good to have a child answer that question.
Yeah. Oh, that's a little sister trying to talk to you.
I can hear her. That's so cute. Very good. And who are you going to give
Mabel.
Shout out to? Shout out.
We could try JJ and Hannah and Shoshone and maybe Justin and Andrea in Northfield.
All right. That all works. Very good. Thank you. Okay, bye. Hear a little kid go, olive juice. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, could you repeat the question about, was it Count Basie you asked about?
Let's see. Yeah, let me get my music questions here. Yeah, Count Basie used to end many of his performances with a song about a time of day. What was it? What was that time of day?
I believe that was... You ain't seen nothing yet.
No.
Bow, bow. Baby, you just ain't seen nothing yet.
No, that's not Count Basie. Count Basie was older, and he did jazz. And
And he closed out his concerts with by saying
it was a song, and it's called.
Let me give it up to for this new band called Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Yeah. Well, no. Okay, keep trying, though, all right? Who's calling?
Keech from Parsa. No.
Oh, of course it's Keech.
Adios.
I know. There's going to be a question come up here, Keech, that you're going to love. And when you hear it, then you'll know you'll love it. And you'll call in, I'm sure. Okay.
You know, Christy?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone completely answered the how many lakes are in Minnesota.
No, I don't. I think you're right. They did
I
not.
Think someone guessed 11,482.
Yeah.
But they got the 11,000 correct, but they just didn't get the last three numbers correct.
Right. The third and fourth letters are numbers they could switch around and they would have it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what else state facts? Do you have some more questions on that?
I'm going to repeat one of them.
Yeah.
How many hockey players made it to the Olympics from Minnesota? And what are the big four sports teams in Minnesota?
I like that one. I do that last one there. I like that one too.
Who is the Minnesota actor who starred in all three Guardians of the Galaxy movies and all of the Jurassic World movies?
There we go. Good questions. And going back to that, Count Basie used to end many of his performances with a song about a time of day. So what time of day was it? And then, of course, that's the name of the tune as well. Let's see. Got a couple more for you. How many assisted goals did Gretzky have during his career? How many players have assisted on Alexander Ovechkin goals over his whole career? If you can answer those, that'd be great. Here we go. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey. Did you get an answer yet?
For what?
For the Count Basie question.
The which one?
The Count Basie question.
Oh, no, I don't have an answer yet. What do you have?
I want to guess Twilight Time.
No. No. Who's calling?
Breezeway from Virginia.
All right, Breezeway. I like that. Breezeway. No, that's incorrect.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions or answers? And then did you want to give a shout
out? No, I haven't even taken a shot at that. Hockey players from Minnesota. Is that three?
You got the last number correct.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Do you want to give a shout out?
Shout out to Rick and Gail in St. Paul.
There you go, Rick and Gail. I think I know them. Okay, thanks for calling, Breezeway.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey there, this is Willie from International Falls.
All right, Willie from International Falls. Okay.
Did anybody answer the question about the martini yet?
Yes, they did. Do you know the answer?
Yeah, it's vermouth. I was away from the radio source.
It's not vermouth.
It's not vermouth?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty darn sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, geez.
It's olive juice.
I'm wrong, man.
Olive juice or brine? Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, oh, well.
Can I give a shout-out?
Yes, please do.
I'd like to shout-out Wade the electrician and then my buddy over there in Bemidji, Bill Batchelders.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi again.
Hi.
Well, they say the third time's the charm.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Hit me. The dirty martini question, has that been answered?
Yes. It has, but what's your answer?
Oh, God.
what's your
strict
answer?
Strict three butters out.
Well, you have to add a little bit of fluid from the jar of olives.
Yeah, olive juice. Yeah.
Well,
so you did well. Okay. You know, you didn't know that the other person answered. You know, it was a little like a kid who was about 5 years old, I think. She answered it, which I thought was kind of cool.
I got whipped by a 5-year-old?
Yes, you did. I'm sorry.
That's it. I'm done.
Yeah, right. Bye-bye.
I'm going to get another hobby.
Yeah, exactly. Who is this?
They're calling from Anoka.
Oh, that. Okay. Calling from Anoka. That's right. I got you down. You want to give a shout out?
No, not tonight.
No, just don't feel like it. Okay.
I'm too ashamed.
Yeah, right. Oh, I think you'll...
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, thanks calling from Anoka.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Rob from Rob and Carla, the Widow Lakers.
All right.
Colin, you asked a question about there's two states that have elevations below sea level.
Yeah.
Was that the question?
Yes, it was.
All right. I'm just going to take a guess. California and Nevada.
You got one of them correct. California is right.
Yeah, we've been there. There's a place in the Salton Sea, the Ski Inn. It's below sea level.
Wow.
Pretty cool place.
Yeah, I'll say. I bet you.
Can I guess at the lakes, too?
Say that again?
Can I guess at the lakes? How
yes,
many lakes
can.
In Minnesota?
Yep.
11,842.
You got it correct.
Woohoo! Well done.
Okay, that was seriously a guess. I didn't look it up.
Wow, very good. Wow, how did you just come up with that random number?
Well,
like that?
you were hitting around. You said some of the numbers were right. So
you're listening then, yeah. Very good. Okay, who are you giving a shout out to, Rob?
To the Dude Lakers.
There you go. The Dude Lakers. Where's Dude Lake?
All right, thank you. I don't know, that's where Norm is.
Oh, okay. Norm's at Dude Lake. All right, good to know. Thank you, Rob. Hi to Carla.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Dan, Merrifield Maven.
Mm-hmm.
See, the Count Basie, it has to be 1 o'clock jump. I don't know how it could have been.
I know. It absolutely is. That 1 o'clock jump. Yep.
Yep. Yep, good.
Yeah.
Shout out to Danny, Dan R. from mm-hmm. Shoreview.
Okay.
Yeah, he never calls in, so I'm trying to embarrass him.
Oh, well, yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah,
okay.
You got to do that. And did you were Dan from where?
Yeah, Merrifield Mavens.
Merrifield Mavens.
Former king, by the way, but that's besides the point.
King of what? But,
King of green cheese, for goodness sake.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know, but I didn't mean to embarrass you, but, you know.
I'm not embarrassed, but I'm just...
It was when Betsy was queen at the time.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
It was like in another century, probably.
Yeah, I hear you.
Isn't a century 100
multiple
years?
Decades.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. It would have to make sense, did it? Yeah. At least I got 1 o'clock jump right.
You did. You got that right.
Right. Uh-huh. Take care. Thanks. Have a good evening.
Yeah, thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Christy. I've got a couple of Minnesota questions that I still haven't said yet.
Okay, go for it.
In what year did Minnesota become a U.S. territory? And how many confirmed species of animals are in Minnesota?
Those are good questions. Let's see here. Let me get this CD ready here to go. So... There we go. Let's find out if people know. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Is this Chrissy on Green Cheese?
Yes, it is.
Okay, awesome. I have an answer for one of your movie questions.
Okay, great.
Is it Chris Pratt?
It is Chris Pratt.
Woo!
High five myself.
Yes, high five yourself.
However, I did realize when I made this, I forgot about the new Jurassic World movie. So he's not starring in that movie. He's not in that movie.
No, I totally understand that. But I just thought, I'll answer it anywho.
Yeah,
you
gotta
can correct. I give it a shout out?
You can?
Yeah, who is this first?
Oh, this is the Abdullah Oblongata from the Wobana Brain Trust.
Okay.
My husband called in earlier, and he was too ashamed to reference us.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a little skittish being into the family and all that.
Yeah. Right.
But anyway, we've been listening to the show since the 80s, so.
Oh, cool.
Really appreciate you guys.
Yeah, it's 40
and
years
And I'm glad
ago.
I got one right.
The 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that like 45 years ago?
Yeah, 80s is about like 5 years
ago. Hey, don't shame me, little man.
Okay. I'm just trying to...
You guys have a great...
I'm just trying to make fun of my parents. They're also from the 80s. So...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so...
Well, you can high-five yourself, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can.
Yeah. Have a great evening.
You too. Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.
I'm trying to make sure that my mom doesn't come in here.
I know, right? Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Green Cheese.
Hey.
You got a music question hanging out there for a while.
Yep, for sure.
About Vivian Westwood.
Yeah, who is she?
Well, I believe she had something to do with the Sex Pistols. Is that, am I on the right track?
Yeah, you're on the right track. And she was...
she would be the godmother of punk?
Punk.
British punk?
Right on, yes.
All right.
Very good. Who's this?
Great. This is Adam again from Switzerland.
Okay. Hey, Adam. Great.
And I'd like to shout out to all the Green Cheesers. And Randy Bachman probably should have been in the Sex Pistols.
Yeah, Randy Bachman. Well said.
I know what's his face from Parts Unknown will probably agree
right.
with me on that one.
Yes, right. Keach. I've got a great question for him if he calls back in.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
Okay, thanks.
Okay,
bye.
Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is former King Ed enjoying my retirement.
All right. Good going,
I think
King Ed.
California and Louisiana are the states under sea level.
They are. That's it. Right. Very good. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Shout out to Nancy, but I think she's busy.
Okay.
And also a shout out to the women's USA rugby team who beat Samoa 60-0 today.
Woohoo. All right.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, way to go, girl.
Way to go, girls. All right. Thanks
All right,
for calling
great.
In. Okay.
Yep.
Bye. Okay, guys, we're going to take a little break here. It's 8 o'clock, and we got to, you know, take a break. And so I'm going to play 99.5% by Mavis Staples. 99.5. Here we go. We'll be back in about 4 minutes, I'd say.
Well, I'm running, I'm trying to make 100, 99.5, it won't do. I'm running, running for freedom, y'all, 'cause 99.5 just won't do. Your God won't help you, you better try mine. My God is a freedom God, he'll make a way for you. In a weary land, he'll give you rest when you're tired, protect you on a danger zone. He'll guide you down a rugged road and bring you out on the bright side.